down, pilot, I again said. He checked the water on its way to his lips and seemed to listen. He drank and put the glass down. This is you, Mary, is it not? Mary is in the kitchen, I answered. He put out his hand with a quick gesture, but not seeing where I stood, he did not touch me. Who is this? Who is this? He demanded, trying, as it seemed, to see with those sightless eyes, unavailing and distressing attempt. Answer me! Speak again! He ordered imperiously and aloud. Will you have a little more water, sir? I spilt half of what was in the glass, I said.
Who is it? What is it? Who speaks?
Pilot knows me, and John and Mary know I am here. I came only this evening, I answered.
Great God! What delusion has come over me? What sweet madness has seized me?
No delusion. No madness. Your mind, sir, is too strong for delusion, your health too sound for frenzy.
And where is the speaker? Is it only a voice? Oh, I cannot see, but I must feel, or my heart will stop and my brain burst. Whatever, whoever you are, be perceptible to the touch, or I cannot live.